2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, there are two very important stories right now that are colliding, and news is breaking literally at the exact same time. And it tells you about two different Americas when it comes to our U.S. government. The Department of Justice has declined to prosecute Mark Meadows, as well as the president's top man when it comes to social media, dealing a major blow to the January 6th committee. Now, this is significant. And the reason why is because the left was hoping that this January 6th committee would be like the stripping of Donald Trump's future and anyone around him. They treated January the 6th like it was 9/11. They compared it to 9/11, which is disgusting. January 6th was something as it was unfolding that I and virtually every other conservative pundit that I know were texting one another saying, this is ridiculous. I knew in advance that there was a very good chance that there were going to be antagonists and people that are there, they're going to be doing stupid things. I didn't want to be associated with it. In fact, I actually had someone reach out to me about speaking at the January 6th event, and I said no immediately. Said I didn't think it was right for the country. And I'll explain that later. But the Department of Justice has finally said no to the insanity. Now, I don't know exactly who decided to say no. I don't know what the politics are behind it. I don't necessarily trust it. But what I do know is this. The Department of Justice has finally said, all right, we're drawing a line in the sand, and we will not prosecute two of former President Donald Trump's top White House officials, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Dennis Scavino, after the Democrat-led January 6th committee pursued contempt of Congress charges against them. circumstances of their alleged contempt, my office will not be initiating prosecution for criminal contempt as requested in the referral against the two men, the U.S. Attorney for D.C., Matthew Graves wrote, according to a letter obtained by the New York Times, who broke this story. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, the Democrat-controlled House voted back in April mostly on partisan lines, except with some rhinos who left, who hated Trump more than many on the left do, just because he, you know, was bigger than they were, told these former White House staffers that they were coming for them. In fact, White House economic advisor Peter Navarro was found, was arrested and raided by the FBI this week for contempt of Congress. Now, they knew where he lived. They could have done it in a nice way. They could have called and said, here's your lawyer and you guys need to turn yourself in. No, no, no. They detained him to prove a point, the FBI did, that they're in charge of you and you're, and all Americans should be afraid of them at the airport while boarding a flight. The resolution claimed they were in contempt for their refusal to comply with subpoenas duly issued by the January 6th committee, a lopsided investigatory panel consisting of seven Democrats and two Republicans that will no longer be in the House, by the way, after the midterms. One of them, Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, a Republican. She's a horrible person from Wyoming. The other one is a liberal who's actually been undermining conservative candidates around the country by raising money against them to go up against them in a score-settling plot by the name of Adam Kinzinger. Now, I know Adam personally. I've done TV with Adam. I've known him for years. Those two liberal Republicans, who are liberal Democrats, were appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Now, the same vote against Meadows in December and against former Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon in October. The votes effectively referred the four top Trump allies in the White House to the Justice Department for prosecution. Bannon was indicted in November and has a court date set for July. Navarro was indicted Friday, the same day the department's letter about Meadows and his top man at the White House on social media was revealed. Both Bannon, as well as the other man, were charged with two counts of contempt involving, quote, a refusal to appear for a deposition and a refusal to produce documents in response to the January 6th committee's subpoenas. Now, this is nothing more than just I wouldn't even call it a witch hunt at this point, because we all know what happened on January 6th. It's not like they're learning anything new, and that's not the point of this. The point of this, from the standpoint of the Democrats in Congress, is they want you to be afraid to be a conservative, and they want you to be afraid of standing with someone like a Donald Trump or whoever the next one is. Peter Navarro is a great example. The way that the United States government treated him this week, the way that they treated General Flynn, the way that they even treated Roger Stone with the raid that was basically live on TV, all for the cameras. The way that we've gone after people and grandmothers and great-grandmothers after January the 6th, treating them like they're domestic terrorists, the same as ISIS. Not my words, the words of the Democrats. The same as Al-Qaeda. Not my words. The words of the Democrats should tell you everything you need to know about how sick the Democratic leadership actually is. Now, the DOJ finally saying no to these top two people. I think they even knew at this point, guys, you're getting totally off the reservation. And at some point, we're going to have to say no to you, right? At some point, we're going to have to say no. We can't let this keep going where you guys can just weaponize us, right? Weaponize the DOJ for your political leanings. And that's all they're doing. Now, Peter Navarro is a guy that has gone on TV virtually every other day since Donald Trump was elected. Peter Navarro came out and talked about what actually happened, right? When he was arrested by the FBI, because they wanted to send a message. You don't screw with the Democratic Party or the FBI. Listen to this.
What did they do? They didn't call me. I spoke to the FBI agent who'd arrest me. I spoke to him Wednesday night. I said, Walter, whatever you need. You don't have to come banging on my door like you did last week getting me out of bed. I'm here to cooperate. Okay?
Now, that's a cooperating individual, right? Peter Navarro, the same guy that arrested him, he told him, hey, whatever you need, let me know. I'm cooperating. Like, you don't have to come banging on my door and turn this into a big media escapade, right? You can, if you need me, you tell me and we'll work it out, right? I'll come in. You can arrest me and charge me and do everything you're going to do with contempt of Congress for not showing up for this January 6th sham, which, by the way, none of this would have happened if it wasn't for the Republicans who are no longer going to be in office, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, going along with this crap. This is called weaponizing the FBI, and the FBI and the DOJ should have known better than to do this, but no. They wanted to send a message to every American. You don't screw with us when we decide who we want to be the president, and it's, well, Clinton, you don't get in the way of that.
What did they do, right? I was on my way to Nashville today to do a TV appearance with Mike Huckabee show, right? And instead of coming to my door where I live, which, by the way, is right next to the FBI, instead of calling me and say, hey, we need you down at court, we've got a warrant for you, I would have gladly come.
I would have gladly come. No. The FBI wanted to send a message to Peter. They wanted to really send a message, not just to him, but the rest of America. You better not get in our way of what we decide. Because if you do, we'll come after you when you're boarding a plane. We'll destroy your life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you may have heard a lot about the idea of the Great Replacement Theory. It is something that Democrats have become obsessed with since the shooting in Buffalo at that supermarket. NPR did an entire expose on what is the Great Replacement Theory and how is it tied to the Buffalo shooting, except they didn't use the word theory, they just used the Great Replacement. Authorities called that Saturday mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, a racially motivated attack. I have no reason to believe that that's not absolutely true based on what we know about the suspect. Why? The suspect allegedly wrote a 180-page document filled with racist, hateful rants tied to, quote, the Great Replacement. Now, this is an obsession, right? And in short, so you understand the Great Replacement Theory, it is this. It is a, quote, conspiracy theory, I'm quoting NPR for you, that states that non-white individuals are being brought into the United States of America and other Western countries to, quote, replace white voters to achieve a political agenda. It is often touted by anti-immigration groups, white supremacists and others, according to the National Immigration Reform. White supremacists argue that the influx of immigrants, people of color more specifically, will lead to the extinction of the right race, right? So there you go. That's the idea. What is the Great Replacement? Now you know. Now you may ask yourself, why is it that Republicans have been obsessed with the Great Replacement Theory? Here's the problem. Republicans have actually not been obsessed with the Great Replacement Theory. In fact, it's the complete opposite of that. Democrats are the ones that have become obsessed with this and have been championing the Great Replacement Theory and have been pushing it. You don't believe me? We have a montage. Now, every single one of you, I want you to share this podcast of this audio because you need to understand that it is, in fact, not Republicans or conservatives or Tucker Carlson's of the world that are obsessed with the Great Replacement Theory. It's actually Democrats have been pushing it on national TV for more than a year and celebrating it, the idea of it anyway. And before I get to that, I want to tell you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without their support, we wouldn't be here. And they do amazing work for people just like you when it comes to protecting your assets, especially with what's going on in the economy right now. Many have lost a lot of money in their retirement portfolio with what's been happening with inflation, with the markets, with prices skyrocketing, and with what's going on at the gas pump. Now, here's the question I have for you. Could you have diversified your investments and protected some of your hard-earned dollars from what's been happening in your retirement account? That is exactly where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. They can help you protect your hard-earned dollars. In fact, gold and precious metals are used all over the world as a hedge against inflation. When markets get volatile like they are right now, in a bear market, people head to gold and precious metals. Governments head to gold and precious metals. Why do they do it? To protect the hard-earned dollars and their capital. If you've never looked at gold and silver, call Legacy Precious Metals right now and get the free investment guide on gold. Call them 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 and get the investor's guide for free. They're also online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Now, here are the Democrats popularizing the great replacement theory. The same exact theory that they say is an obsession of conservatives and people like myself and Tucker Carlson, which it clearly is not. Here is them cheering on the idea of the great replacement theory in a massive montage.
It seems harder and harder to ignore that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007, every year babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044, everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The idea that whites will not be the majority, I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and progress of our country in many different ways.
The white population is declining. It was always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population will, the demographics will weigh in politically.
I believe anybody who echoes a replacement is to blame. Not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong.
Now, does it sound like Republicans or conservatives are obsessed with the great replacement theory? Or does it sound like Democrats are actually popularizing the great replacement theory? That montage that we just put together for you has everybody you could imagine in it, from Pelosi to Biden to Anderson Cooper to Castro. The list is on and on. Now, let's take their words and look at what they actually said. And I want you to really understand their obsession with changing this country. It's not Republicans. They're the ones cheering this on. Castro says, quote, you'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes for Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of demographics, because of the population growth. Anderson Cooper, quote, the idea that whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation. Transformation, by the way, if you look it up, is a pretty big word that explains exactly this, quote, theory. He says, quote, it's an exciting transformation of the country. And it's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country in many different ways. Nancy Pelosi, the white population is declining. It's always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population, the demographics, will weigh in politically. She's the one politicizing this. Joe Biden, I believe anybody who echoes The replacement is to blame, not for this particular crime, but for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And it's wrong. It's just simply wrong. Well, okay, then why aren't you condemning your own party for being the one that is advocating, supporting, and trying to divide the country with this great replacement theory that you guys have turned into a reality? You look at this 18-year-old white male accused of killing 10 people and wounding another 3 in Buffalo. This is a dude that was a white supremacist, and his 180 pages of rambling and the document filled with hateful rants he talked in there about white birth rates equates to a genocide. The supermarket shooter and other extremists claim the U.S. has to close its border to immigrants, and these are insane people, no doubt about it. I wonder where they're getting all their information. Could it possibly be from the Democrats? Now, the headlines came out after this Buffalo horrific crime, and it said, Republicans are to blame for radicalizing the kid who did this, the 18-year-old that did this. It's the Democrats are the ones that keep talking about it. I hadn't even mentioned this until all of this blew up in the media. You know, you look at Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security Secretary. He's the one out there talking about the border crisis, saying people are fleeing and coming to America. He says because of violence and climate change, and claims the border is not open when clearly the border is open. They're lying to you. And why? Because they're celebrating the idea that they're changing, fundamentally changing America. It's not my idea. It's theirs.
The Department of Homeland Security is executing its comprehensive whole of government plan to manage current and potential increases at our border in a safe, orderly, and humane way, consistent with enforcing our laws.
Okay, let's be clear on this. You have a secretary of the Department of Homeland Security is blaming the border crisis on people fleeing violence and climate change, and claims the borders aren't open when they're actually open. You have Democrats talking about the open borders are fundamentally changing this country and that you should celebrate, you should be excited about it, you should be fired up about it. And then when someone does something horrific, they want to turn it into somehow it's a Republican's fault. It's the Republican's fault. It's all the Republican's fault. That's what they just said, because they're the ones that are obsessed with this idea, a theory, which they're the ones that have popularized the theory.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to understand, by the way, that Democrats aren't going to stop on this idea of the great replacement theory somehow being a conservative idea, even though they're the ones that have been advocating for since 2013 and playing into the hands of crazy paranoid people since 2013 by pushing this and celebrating the demise of the white man America. But don't worry, they're going to keep blaming Republicans for this. Perfect example, Cheddar News, whatever the hell that is. It's a liberal conversation TV place. Here's what they had to say about the great replacement theory in America today and Tucker Carlson and conservatives.
What is this so-called great replacement theory and how is it tied to the Buffalo shooting suspect?
So it's an anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant far-right nationalist theory that's been batting around for a long time. It was used by the New Zealand shooter, too. It's very popular. It used to be very fringe until Tucker Carlson started talking about it on his show, which, as you know, gets 4 million viewers and is quite popular. And that was sort of the more sort of mainstreaming of this very fringe theory.
Okay, so it's Tucker Carlson and others, but it started even before then. It's not Democrats. No, it's not Republicans, it's Democrats talking about this, but somehow this is the Republicans' fault. Kathleen Bellew, or Bellew, whatever the crap her name is. We're now in the moment of urgent need to condemn the great replacement theory, the same theory that Tucker Carlson has not been talking about, but Anderson Cooper has been talking about for years and celebrating it. I played you the montage earlier. In there, you had Anderson Cooper talking about how he was celebrating the fact that the great replacement theory was working, that whites were no longer going to be the majority or be in charge in this country, celebrating it on TV.
Assistant professor of American history at the University of Chicago and author of Bring the War Home, the White Power Movement and Paramilitary America. So, Kathleen, the fact that the shooter was focused on white replacement theory, which is, you know, a fringe conspiracy, which has been a theme for Tucker Carlson and other prominent conservatives.
Hold on. Tucker Carlson, I just played for you a couple years ago, celebrating the great replacement theory. So how can you say that Tucker Carlson, other conservatives like myself, that are the reason why this has come out of nowhere, right? How can you claim, as you just claimed, that this is only a Republican thing that's happening when we have you on tape celebrating it?
On television, on radio, how much responsibility do you put on public figures who traffic in these kind of ideas?
Traffic in these kind of ideas. So to be clear, Anderson Cooper, when you were talking about it on your show and talking about the celebrating of the white men no longer being the majority in America, were you trafficking in this or was that just you getting to be a liberal?
The problem with replacement theory, Anderson, is that it doesn't
it becomes less important whether these mainstream politicians and pundits mean to be calling out the violent white power movement and the other activists on the militant right that will take this theory to its most violent conclusions. The problem is that whether or not that is their intention, that is what has happened. So we are now in a moment of urgent need for condemnation of this from all corners of our mainstream civil society. This is a horrible act that belongs in a string of other horrible acts. We have to think about El Paso and Christchurch and Charleston and the Tree of Life Synagogue.
So apparently all of these now are the fault of Republicans on the radio and Republicans on TV and Tucker Carlson, even though it's Democrats that have actually been pushing the great replacement theory, and Republicans didn't even know what they were talking about until a shooting in Buffalo. And now we're going to connect every other shooting to it.
All of these actions were carried out by the same organized white power movement. They are all ideological. All of them are mobilizing replacement theory in one way or another. And the fact that there isn't a clear disavowal of these ideas is alarming, to say the least.
You talk about them mobilizing replacement theory. How do you mean?
So replacement theory is a new sort of vogue phrase for, and by new I mean since the 2010s, for a set of ideas that has been in currency in the white power movement since the 1980s and has been in and out of favor throughout our recent history as a nation. The idea is much more focused on the thing that these activists would like to protect, which for extremists is the white birth rate and the reproductive capacity of white people in order to avoid racial extinction. And for people who are not on the fringe, might appear something more like the violent defense of the idea that America is inherently a white nation, politically or culturally or otherwise, and sort of the defense of that against what they might think of as demographic threats like immigration. But the threat...
All right, let's just stop there. This is a lot of time to give to this person to push this out there, right? A lot of time. And Anderson Cooper is acting like this is new breaking news to him. So let's go back to the montage of Democrats, including Tucker Carlson, saying in here that he's excited about the white man no longer being in charge. Going all the way back to 2013, some of these clips, I'm gonna play for you again. Listen.
It seems harder and harder to ignore that the echoes of replacement theory and other racially motivated views are increasingly coming out into the open.
In a few years, we're going to be a majority brown country. White people will not be the majority in the country anymore.
This will be the first generation ever in American history in which whites will be a minority of the generation at some point.
As of 2007... every year, babies being born in this country, whites now are the minority.
In 2044, everyone is going to be a minority.
As the demographics change, as white people become the minority in the country, which is coming.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny.
Demographics is destiny, right? The country is changing.
I've been saying it here. Other people have been saying it here for years now, even before Donald Trump. The demographics is destiny.
The white population is declining for the first time in history in America, while the number of multiracial Americans have more than doubled.
So we live in a country where the demographics are changing. It's becoming less white.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The idea.
Let me just remind you that every single person that I have just played for you is a Democrat. Every single one of them. And this great replacement theory, every single one of them has been pushing this since 2013. And I'm about to play for you Anderson Cooper, the same guy who has a guest on that I just played for you saying, where did this come from? I had no idea this great replacement thing was becoming a conspiracy of the right, that the Tucker Carlsons and conservatives on the radio were pushing this out there. Really? You didn't know it because you're the guy that's been putting it out there. How do I know it? Because I have the tape, you idiot.
The idea that, you know, whites will not be the majority. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country in many different ways.
The white.
That's you talking about this years ago and celebrating it. Oh, I had no idea this was going on with conservative talk radio and Tucker Carlson. We're not the ones that have been pushing this. You are. Hell, we didn't even know this was an issue until you created it out of thin air. And why? Why did you create it out of thin air? That is the real question that everybody should be asking. Why is it that this just, how did this all of a sudden just randomly come about out of thin air? I think we all know why. Because the Democrats need something to run on. The Democrats desperately need an issue. The Democrats desperately need something that they can really tie into. They need something to hold on to in this election to scare people to vote for them because they have nothing else to run on. They have nothing else that they can put out there on a platform to say, vote for me, and your life is going to somehow be better off than it was before, because we've seen what life is like when they're in charge, and it's terrible. Okay, that's what this is really all about. It's about how bad it is, folks. They have nothing left to offer. They have nothing left to offer you, so this is, well, don't vote for the other guys because they're a bunch of racists. We're the ones that populated the idea. We're the ones that created the idea. We're the ones that have been stoking the fire and the flames. And then when someone acts out because we've been advocating, supporting this, and some nut job grabs onto what we've been selling at least since 2013 and celebrating the demise of the white man in America, their words, not mine. You wonder why people started acting crazy. It's because of you. Please share our podcasts with everybody that you know. Please hit the share button, follow us, hit that auto download so that you can get this show each and every single day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.